This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by Alan Schaefer, the executive director of something called the Diesel Technology Forum. But we're having a little bit of a hard time getting a hold of Alan, but we'll continue to work on that. We're going to tell everybody about exactly what is the Diesel Technology Forum. I know that they were present at the New York Auto Show during media days as Mazda took the wraps off a diesel vehicle, a 2019 Mazda CX-5 signature diesel compact SUV. And this is the part that kind of surprises me because, you know, we talk so much about electric vehicles. We hear so much about electric vehicles in the news after the Volkswagen/Dieselgate problem with the Volkswagen Group tampering with their emissions and fuel economy on their diesel engines and both Audis and BMWs and other, not BMWs, a different group, but the Volkswagen Group, anything within the Volkswagen Group of automobiles, and that's quite a number of different manufacturers besides the obvious Volkswagen and Audi, to name two. We've got Alan Schaefer to join us, so that's great. He is the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, and he joins us now live on the broadcast. Alan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob, except for a little phone snafu tonight, so nice to be with you.
It's nice to be with you as well. Give us a little history lesson, a little background on the Diesel Technology Forum. How long has it been around? And tell us a little bit about the mission of the forum.
Sure. Well, the forum is going on its 20th year next year. It's hard to imagine, but back in 2000, a group of engine and vehicle manufacturers and fuel refiners and suppliers got together and said, you know what, we need a voice that goes out and talks about the benefits of diesel and how it's going to change and get so much better for the environment. And we need to find a way to do that that's not technical or scientific so much, but speaks with a voice that is heard by everybody. And so that's how we got started. And We deal with all diesel issues from passenger vehicles on up to the largest marine workboats and locomotives. So we have quite a portfolio of stuff. But I would say that, you know, one of the greatest excitement areas is the opportunity for light-duty diesel here in the U.S.
No question about it. And we have to remind folks that this is new diesel technology that we're talking about. This is clean diesel, and I know myself as an automotive journalist and many of my fellow automotive journalists love diesel products. The new ones are just fantastic. Gobs of torque, great fuel economy, none of the old bugaboos of the ill-fated diesels of the 70s and 80s, which were kind of retrofitted gasoline variants in American vehicles, and just generally how computer technology has moved diesel so far, Alan. And lots of folks who haven't been behind the wheel of a new diesel vehicle, they're going to be in for a very, very pleasant surprise.
Indeed they will. And today, here in the U.S., the consumer has just about 50 choices, and that counts everything from the sport utility vehicles on up to the heavy-duty pickup trucks and vans. So it's quite a portfolio of vehicles. And I think one of the things that is increasingly apparent to us is that, you know, we're not a one-size-fits-all country, and people have different desires for their personal transportation and driving. And when folks start to look at all the things that diesel has to offer, they get interested pretty quick, especially when you talk about the potential for towing, for long-range driving on a single tank without having to stop and refuel. And the power and the torque, the get-up-and-go, so to speak, of these advanced new technology diesels is really remarkable. So we think it's still a very good value proposition for some consumers, but probably not all. And I think the proof is in the pudding. Once folks have some experience with diesel and understand just how clean the technology is, they'll at least put it on their shopping list.
That's so true, Alan, and you're absolutely right. I mean, they should put it on their shopping list. Electric vehicles get an awful lot of attention these days, and when you look at the actual number of diesel vehicles being sold in a year, it isn't anywhere near what folks would ask on the street how many electric vehicles are being sold. Most people would be shocked to find out that it's actually a very, very small number of vehicles when you look at the fact that, you know, Ford alone sells, you know, hundreds of thousands of F-150 pickup trucks in many different configurations. And when you look at the other truck manufacturers, whether it be General Motors or whether it be Ram or Toyota or Nissan with the Titan and many other offerings, a lot of them are offering clean diesel, which is great. And the latest one to jump in was just introduced in New York, and I know you were there for the introduction of the Mazda. Tell us a little bit about this latest diesel offering in the Mazda CX-5 Signature Diesel.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, and those that have been following us, you know, we could all agree on one thing, and that is that this has been a long time coming, that Mazda first made hints towards this jumping into the diesel market 5 years ago, I think it was, and their new SkyActiv suite of technologies really is extremely innovative in increasing the efficiency of internal combustion engines, and not just the diesel side, but also the gasoline. And Mazda's gasoline products are quite fuel efficient. I think last year Mazda was the manufacturer with the highest average fuel economy of its fleet of vehicles. So that's partly due to the fact they don't have a lot of large SUVs or pickup trucks in the fleet, but also because they have very efficient engine and driving technology. So I think there's a lot of anticipation about the diesel option, and you know, folks started to think it was wasn't really going to happen. And I had another automotive journalist that bet me a drink back 4 or 5 years ago in New York that when it did happen, he would buy me a drink. So he still owes me one for that. they had a wonderful announcement. Jeff Guyton, the new president of Mazda North American Operations, introduced the CX-5, and of course that vehicle is already a very popular model. It's a compact sport utility vehicle, exactly the kind of vehicle that people are buying these days, just in general. So the vehicle footprint and configuration are just right, and then the diesel powertrain will be available starting in July in that vehicle. So I think they're looking at 29 combined and 31 highway in EPA ratings, but I would say that, you know, for most people that have a diesel, you'll find that they always do better than the window sticker. So Mazda's announcement was a long time coming, but you know, it was great to be there and see it's the real deal, the SkyActiv D. I think it's going to be a very successful entrant into the U.S. market. And the other thing we heard was, I think, a little bit of a surprise maybe, but there was also a note that there's going to be another diesel, that same engine, I would believe, coming in the Mazda 6 on an all-wheel drive version, possibly announced later this year.
That sounds really cool. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about the latest diesel product, the 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature Diesel Compact SUV, and we'll talk more about the Diesel Technology Forum with Alan Schaefer. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Alan Schaefer is our very special guest. He's the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, and he's telling us about the forum and telling us about the latest vehicle to be offered with a diesel power plant, that being the 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature Diesel Compact SUV. And Alan, as you pointed out, that this diesel takes advantage of Mazda's SkyActiv technology, which has done wonders for their gasoline-powered variants. So I only can imagine the combining of the SkyActiv technology with modern diesel technology is really going to hit a bunch of home runs.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And they truly are innovating in the science of how the engine burns fuel. And that's I think, what the what's at the core of the SkyActiv. And they use a very low compression ratio for the diesel. And that not only gives it great fuel efficiency, but it also enables the car to generate fewer emissions. So there's less emissions to treat. So it's really quite an innovative kind of technology, and it runs across their suite of gasoline and diesel vehicles. So, one of the things that people have been saying is, well, you know, the difference between the gas model and the diesel CX-5 really is not that big. So why would I choose a diesel? And, you know, I think everybody has to look at that question on their own, and a lot of people will choose a diesel because they like that technology. And they're willing to bet that they'll get better than the window sticker says, and they'll be able to do more with their vehicle. Maybe they have another diesel vehicle in the family and just like to have one kind of fuel or technology. So I think it'll have a great interest from consumers when it comes out this July. I did want to share just one interesting data point, because people often think, you know, after the Volkswagen scandals, that diesel car sales and vehicle sales just went away. And actually, they were down in both 2016 and 2017. But last year, diesel sales were up by 50,000 units. And if you look at the whole market of diesel consumer vehicles, the share at just over 3% exceeds that of all the plug-in electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles, which came in at about 2%. So the diesels actually outsold battery plug-in electric hybrids for last year. So about 50,000 more diesel vehicles sold in 2018 than the previous year. And most of those are going to be in the SUV and pickup truck space. So as folks think about, well, you know, is diesel an option that's growing? Yes, it is. And it's one that we'll be seeing, I think, some more choices in the coming years.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Alan, and thank you for that information, because it is true. I mean, we hear so much about electric vehicles and hybrid technology vehicles, but we don't hear enough about diesel. And I know any time that I've had the opportunity to test drive a diesel vehicle, whether it be a car or a light-duty pickup truck, I'm always pleasantly surprised. And speaking of the light-duty pickup trucks, I know the folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, have introduced a diesel power plant, not only in their Ram pickups, but also we're going to see it in Jeeps, and we're also going to see it in perhaps some other offerings in the not-too-distant future.
That's right. And, FCA and the Jeep brand have had great success with diesel, and FCA and the Grand Cherokee and their Ram 1500 Eco Diesel really set the pace for that full-size pickup truck. And now this year, you see both General Motors and Ford in that race. And, you know, whenever folks like to, you know, question about whether diesel has a future or not, I said, well, you know, what are the top three selling vehicles in the U.S. for just about forever? Well, you know, it's those three full-size pickup trucks, the F-150, the Silverado, Chevy Silverado, and the Ram 1500. And lo and behold, this year, all of those will have a diesel option for consumers. So I think that says a lot about what manufacturers think about the diesel option and see it as good fit for their lineup and for their consumers to bring more fuel economy for those larger footprint vehicles, because, you know, frankly, they're the ones that need the most help. They're not as good on efficiency as a smaller vehicle, obviously. So if you have a chance to put a more fuel-efficient power plant in there, you know, by all means, that's going to be an advantage. So that's kind of another indication that we've got, a bigger interest in diesel that might make the news every day.
And the amount of torque that these new diesels put out in some of these pickup trucks is just mind-boggling when you hear about 1,000-plus pound-feet of torque, Alan. I mean, that's the stuff that dreams were made of years ago.
It's definitely the get-up-and-go. And for those that, particularly those that are towing things on a regular basis, let's say you've got a camper or a bass fishing boat or, you're just hauling stuff to the landfill every couple weeks or what have you, and, you load up a decent-sized trailer, you want a vehicle that's going to be able to do that. And, some of these, if you're taking a long driving vacation, you want that power and performance, whether it's in the city or, taking up a 3 or 4% grade up over the mountain. So that's something that the diesel can do, and, it does every day. So that's one of really the great aspects of the technology. And the fuel is available everywhere. About two-thirds of all stations have at least one pump nationwide today. So no problem finding diesel fuel, that's for sure.
That's absolutely correct. Let's talk a little bit about Europe. Historically, Europe has been a very strong diesel marketplace. How has it done in the last few years, and where do you see the future of diesel in Europe?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it in Europe is that it's complicated. Just in the most simple terms, I think if you look back in the last 10 or 15 years, Europeans made a decision to incentivize fuel efficiency and low carbon dioxide emissions, low CO2. And they did that by impacting their fuel tax policy to favor diesel. So diesel vehicles, the fuel was taxed at about $1 US less per gallon than gasoline. And so the technology over there, the diesel, became widely popular just on that economic basis alone. Then the manufacturers really started to make it a great driving vehicle. And, of course, in some countries like France, in the last few years, diesel was at its peak, which was there 70% of all new car purchases had a diesel engine. And in all of Western Europe, the average was right around 50%. And so after the Volkswagen Dieselgate scandal, we've seen a lot of reaction to that, both by governments and by manufacturers. And it's been challenging. So I think folks are expecting that market to shrink further, but it's going to settle out probably around 30% or so. Still have a very strong standing. And Europe is looking at other alternatives as well. So we'll see how that shakes out. But a lot of their electricity comes from coal. So it's not necessarily doing better for the climate that way. So we'll see.
Hang
but
with us.
Are still available.
Hang with us, Alan. We'll pick up more on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego man is under arrest, charged with killing one woman and injuring three others inside a nearby synagogue. Rabbi Yisroel Goldstein was one of those shot in the attack. He spoke on CNN about the lady who was killed, 60-year-old Lori Kay.
It's unfathomable why this beautiful, beautiful, wonderful human being would be shot down. Her mother just recently died, and she came to services to be able to memorialize her mother.
The gunman is identified as 19-year-old John Ernest. Worshippers say he stormed in screaming anti-Semitic slurs and started firing.
He was just focused to kill. You see, you saw the hate and you saw the murder in his eyes.
Daniel Meng was inside the temple celebrating the last day of Passover. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Alan Schaefer is with us, Executive Director of the Diesel Technology Forum. We're talking about diesels here in 2019-2020 and the introduction of a brand new Mazda offering at the New York International Auto Show, and Alan was just giving us a real good look at Europe, which traditionally has been one of the real strong places for diesel manufacturers. It's a shame, there's no other way to say it, that the Volkswagen Group had this incident called Dieselgate, because so many of those vehicles were great vehicles, and I even have a gentleman who's a semi-regular contributor here to the show in the motorsport side of the fence, and he specializes in diesel racing, which is very much alive and well, Alan. So there's a lot of people who appreciate this new diesel technology.
Well, there is, and you know, nothing, as I like to tell people, that really there's nothing about the technology so much that is the issue. I think it's the interpretation of government regulations and really the reaction now of society to a range of different pressures. And I think that, you know, it's putting us in kind of a funky spot because, you know, we want to maintain consumer choice because, you know, not everybody lives in the city and is suited to drive an electric car, maybe now and maybe never. So I think we need to respect the idea that everybody has to pick the personal transportation choice that's best for them. And Europe is going through that, this same thing right now. And, you know, it sort of feels like we have one foot in the energy abundance world of petroleum products and one foot in the future of sort of non-petroleum based energy. But, you know, we have to balance, kind of the demand for, these kinds of technologies and fuels and let the market decide, let the consumers decide which is best for them. And you're still seeing a lot of interest in diesel in Europe and still here in the U.S. There are definitely some niche markets and folks that really like their diesels. I know General Motors and Chevrolet have a huge following for their Equinox and Chevrolet Cruze small diesel engine, and the GMC Terrain or some other great offerings. The Mazda will be competing with those. But we're pretty confident that this is a technology that's been around over 120 years, and it's going to continue to endure. And when you look at what manufacturers are doing to make diesel even cleaner and more efficient, they're continuing to invest in it. And like I said at the earlier, when you see diesel options coming in the big three manufacturers' full-size pickup trucks, that's the real American market. And so it's going to be really interesting to see the level of success of the diesel power plant in those vehicles. I think that'll be a strong signal about the future.
That's very well said, Alan. There's no doubt about it that when you look at it from a global perspective, when you look at the hard numbers, yeah, diesels are very much an integral part of our present and our future as well, as far as I'm concerned. As you said, electric vehicles are great, but they're not for everybody. And just the charging problem with so many people, I mean, in very many circumstances, the electric-powered vehicles are great in city driving, but it's in the city that it's the most difficult place to get charging stations set up, because there's already in place parking complexes that don't have built-in charging stations, and we're years and years away from having the kind of infrastructure that we would need to sustain a huge electric force. And even in suburbia, I live in suburbia, and even though people have one and two car garages, even three car garages, it's amazing the number of people who don't actually use their garage for their vehicle. They keep their vehicle outside, and they've got their garage filled with all kinds of other stuff. So I can't tell you the number of cars on my street. Probably 90% are parked in driveways or on the street. And if you live in a condo or if you live in an apartment, you don't have that capability of having a garage with a dedicated charger. So there are some hurdles that we have to get over if indeed electric is going to be the choice of the mainstream in the future. But I think we're going to continue to see the diverse mixture that we're seeing today. And why shouldn't we look at how far diesels have come? Look how far they've come in emissions. I mean, you can speak to that a little bit. I mean, the emissions output of a modern diesel versus diesels of 5 years ago or 10 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, is just a country mile difference.
It's really amazing, and I've sort of watched the trajectory of getting diesel clean. And that's really, you know, what I was starting to say earlier about Europe, I think. You know, Europe popularized diesel before they had a chance to make it clean. And here in the U.S., we did the opposite. We made it very clean from emissions perspective first, and then tried to popularize it. And then some of these emissions problems with manufacturers like Volkswagen arose, and that, I think, derailed that effort a little bit. But, you know, we're still on track for continued popularity of diesel and larger vehicles, especially here in the U.S. But every diesel out there today has really an advanced clean air chemistry system there that makes the engine burn super clean. The diesel is the most energy efficient internal combustion engine. It's about 10% more fuel efficient than gasoline on a fuel, just comparing the fuel gallon by gallon basis. And then when you burn that fuel in the engine, the diesel picks up another 10 to 12% in efficiency advantage, less heat wasted than a gasoline engine. So the diesel advantage, depending on the models you're looking at, you know, an apples-to-apples comparison is, you know, 20 to 35% or so diesel more fuel-efficient than gasoline. And one of the ways manufacturers have been able to maintain that advantage, even while making diesel cleaner, is the use of these selective catalytic reduction systems. So it's a fancy word for some emissions catalysts and particulate filters that scrub out all the bad stuff in the exhaust down to near zero level. And it's a requirement both in EPA in California and in Europe as well now with the Euro 6 standard coming in this year. So these have to be very clean, and they have to maintain that level of clean for about 135,000 miles. They use a diesel exhaust fluid. This it's a 32% aqueous urea that is added into a separate tank, and as the vehicle goes down the road, depending on the load and demands on the engine, this diesel exhaust fluid is sprayed inside the emissions control, sort of the, where the muffler would be, kind of, you can think of, into a reaction chamber, and that causes the exhaust to be treated and come out the other end being very clean. So it's a fancy system, really, and it's worked quite well. It's used on Class 8, the big tractor trailers, all the way down to every passenger vehicle in the U.S. So it's quite an accomplishment. And the good thing about that system is it allows the manufacturer to tune the engine for maximum fuel efficiency and let that treat the emissions more. So it's worked out quite well, and that fluid is available nationwide. You can buy it at Walmart, gas stations, anywhere you want. My car has it, and my last four or five cars have had it. So it usually has to be refilled once during the every oil change, about that time in mileage, 10,000 miles or so. So the engines are very efficient, very sophisticated, very clean emissions, and I hope folks get the chance to give them a try alongside some of these other technologies.
Got a question here from Peter in New Hampshire. When we come back on the other side, we'll have you answer it. He wants to know about Ford products. Are there any Ford products that offer diesel-powered vehicles? And what about the upcoming Bronco and Ranger?
Okay.
If you have a question, we'll add yours to the mix as well at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away. Alan and I will be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race? With the
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We're talking about diesel technology, and learning a whole lot from the executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, Alan. And Alan Schaefer's been our very special guest here in this hour of the program, and we got a question from a listener in New Hampshire who Alan wants to know about Ford's participation in diesel technology in 2019-2020. Wants to know if there are any plans to put diesel power plants in the upcoming Ranger or Bronco, and wants to know what Ford currently offers.
Sure. Well, let's see. There's a couple of choices today from Ford, and we'll start with the biggest, and that's the F-250 and some of the larger pickup trucks, full-size pickup trucks, the Ford Powerstroke. The 6.7-liter diesel engine has been available and really been the power plant of choice for some of those larger pickup trucks for some time. There's also a diesel option available in the Ford Transit van, which has been very popular for not just commercial use, but a lot of folks that have larger families or bigger hauling needs find that to be a fun vehicle as well. And then most notably, I think available starting in May, which is right around the corner, is the Ford 3-liter in the F-150 series of pickup truck. So right now there are three vehicles with the diesel engine options from Ford. Now, you mentioned the Ranger and whether or not there might be a diesel engine option in that. I can't say that I've heard anything firm on that. I think I've seen some rumors maybe about it, but my guess would be that, you know, Ford is going to be testing the market, see how the F-150 does, and maybe make future calls on the additional choices from there. But certainly plenty of choices available for today.
Alan Schaefer is our very special guest, executive director of the Diesel Technology Forum, and he's telling us about the more than 50 vehicles that are presently available here in North America for consumers that are diesel-powered. And I can't overemphasize it enough, if you're curious about these modern diesels, the best thing that you can do is drive one, because as Alan has pointed out, the instant on-demand torque and power is really remarkable, the way turbocharging technology has evolved in recent years. We're seeing tiny power plants putting out some pretty big numbers due to the great computing technology that we have today and all the other magic that the engineers are doing. And the other thing that Alan has pointed out during his conversation here on the show is the range. I mean, it's not unusual for a diesel, let's say diesel pickup truck, to have, you know, a 500 or 600 mile range. And the same is true for cars as well. So if you like to go a long distance without having to stop for filling up traditional gasoline or doing a hybrid charge along the way, diesel is the way to go, because it's true. I mean, no one can really beat the diesel when it comes to being able to go for a long while without having to put fuel in it.
Indeed. And the other thing I would just point out on the efficiency side of the diesel, and you know, we talk about fuel availability for regular diesel, and we find a lot of folks are interested in using advanced renewable biofuels in their diesel engines. And most of the diesel manufacturers today allow consumers to use anywhere from a 5% blend of biodiesel fuel up to a 20% blend, particularly in some of those larger pickup trucks, B20 as it's known. So that's 20% biodiesel and 80% regular petroleum diesel. And so you can buy that at a good number of filling stations around the country. There's more of them concentrated in the Midwest, but our website and some other websites have fuel locators on there where you can find the nearest biofuel station as well. And I think, you know, when people think about different shades of green, let's call it, you know, everybody thinks of electricity as being, you know, one of the most green kind of technology. Well, you know, the diesel engine is the most energy efficient internal combustion engine we have. And if you start using some advanced renewable biodiesel fuels in there that are of high quality, that lowers your carbon footprint by anywhere from, you know, 20 to 40%, depending on the blends that you're using in the vehicle that they're using them in. So, you know, you can do more for the environment with the diesel by choosing to fill up with renewable biodiesel fuel as well. And that's a point that's often left out as people think about their vehicle choice.
That's a really good point. Alan, remind our listeners a little bit more about what can be found at the Diesel Technology Forum. What kind of information do you provide for consumers?
Sure. Well, we're an educational organization, so you visit our website at www.dieselforum.org, and you'll find all kinds of information about the technology and different applications. But we have a special segment called Diesel Drivers, and there you'll find a comprehensive listing of all the currently available and coming soon models of diesel vehicles available for consumers in the U.S. So we've got a comprehensive listing there, a little bit of data and specs comparing those vehicles and their gasoline counterparts for all the currently available and coming soon kind of vehicles. So check out that website and you'll find all that information. We also have diesel fuel locator there, and we have state-by-state fact-based information. So if you're in Minnesota, you're in Georgia, wherever you are, you can find out how many biodiesel stations are available there, what ranking your state has for diesel car registration. So some fun information there as well.
Well, that's neat. So you can actually go in and see what the percentage of ownership is in your particular state. That's really cool.
Yep, we can tell you the top 10 states, and you know they're ones you might expect: California, Texas, Florida. On a percentage basis, because they have large vehicle fleets, but there's a heavy concentration of diesel vehicles west of the Mississippi. Let me just say that.
Well, Alan, it's been a real pleasure having you on board here, and I want to thank you very much for telling us all about the latest product, that being the new Mazda SkyActiv diesel, and look forward to getting you back on the program in the not-too-distant future for further updates.
Hey, Bob, it's been great being with you, and appreciate the chance to do it, and look forward to that next chance to chat again soon.
All right. Thank you, Alan. There he is, Alan Schaefer, the Executive Director of the Diesel Technology Forum. Check it out. They're doing some good work there, and I would encourage you to check out their website. I want to say a quick hello to a gentleman in South Carolina who called me on a point that was made a couple of weeks here on the show that I made. We had Mark Evans on as a guest, and I was talking about an incident that had happened in South Carolina involving an Uber vehicle or a Lyft vehicle in which someone was killed. But the gentleman in South Carolina straightened me out. It was not actually an Uber or a Lyft driver. It was just a random guy who was pretending to be one of those drivers and was trolling around, and unfortunately a young lady got in his car. So be careful out there. That's the bottom line. And also want to remind you folks about, we've got some great information from Dan Watson available at his website, thelubepage.com. And also you can just go on to YouTube and put in Dan Watson or put in the Lube Page, and you'll be able to check out a bunch of his videos. And he's done many, many dozens over the years, and what a knowledgeable guy he is. July 22nd, again, is the day that we're going to get the word on the Corvette, the 8th-generation Corvette. It has officially been posted by Mark Royce, the president of General Motors, a great car guy, great friend, personal friend, friend of the show here. And he actually put up a rather uncamouflaged picture of what we're going to see with the 8th generation Corvette. And again, it will be mid-engine. It will be most likely a V8. I predict it will probably be the same V8 that we see in the present C7 generation, just a little bit more powerful. But beyond that, the sky's the limit, because when it comes to horsepower and mid-engine cars, it is not unusual to go up to 1,000. So stay tuned for that. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.